You're right here on CJLO 1690 AM, and this is Know the Culture with Prince Rara. It's been a minute now since I first presented you this artist. We're going really chilled this week with this one, and I wanted to bring light to a very active, talented artist from Montreal. I'm not going to box him in any particular sound, because as track 2 so aptly named Boxed In on his EP, The Index to My Inner Thoughts says, they're trying to put me in a box, but they can never have my thoughts. I mentioned the word active regarding this artist this week, and why I said that is because this artist has been to many festivals on stages like MEG Fest, Tartine Fest, Paris Music Fest, and opened for Guts Live and Black Star at the Jazz Festival in Vienne, and also Earth, Wind & Fire at L'Olympia in Paris. He also did a mini tour at Shibuya Showcase Fest in Tokyo and Zendari Fest in South Korea. Now, he's here today with his 6-track EP, The Index to My Inner Thoughts, and that prides itself on a jazzy, hip-hop, contemporary, and soul sound. Let me introduce you to LTs.
Yo, what up? What up? What up? Thanks for having me on the show. Super stoked.
No worries, man. Thank you so much for coming here. I'm so hyped to have you here. Finally.
Yes, finally. Long time coming. Long time coming.
So tell us, like, how's life? Like, how's it going? What are you up to? I've seen you. You've been around. You've been doing a lot of things. You know, after the EP has, you know, that was dropped in September. Tell us, like, what's going on?
So at the moment, I'm just working a lot. Some new music. Also, pushing this EP as much as I can. We did a couple of live performances that we shot, and there should be a music video coming out soon as well. So just really trying to keep busy and keep making music as well.
What's the visual that's coming out for which song?
So we're going to have a music video for Hold On, which is the last song.
Okay, nice. And what can we see for like that visual for Hold On? What can we expect?
Gonna have to wait, because there's something really cool coming. And I'm working with a pretty big team on this one, so there's going to be an art director, casting, and stuff like that. So,
okay.
I can't describe too much what's going on, because I mean, I know a bit of it myself, but like I said, it's going to be a big team involved and stuff like that. So, I mean, you can obviously be waiting for some really, really good visuals as usual, and a really good song with that.
Nice. And that's all happening like here in Montreal. Can you disclose that?
Yeah, of course. Everything is being shot in Montreal. We can't go anywhere else really at the moment. So everything is being shot here.
Right. Okay, cool. Now, I saw that you did a performance at Cabaret Lion d'Or recently. Tell us more about that. Like, the performance was supposed to be you being like you're going to be in Seoul in Korea, correct? And you have to do it here.
Yeah, so we were supposed to be in Korea actually at the time that we shot it, which was in October. And so since we didn't get to go because of the whole COVID situation, we actually just recorded the whole EP in a live version with no backing track. The formation, we had a keyboard player, we had a drummer, a bass player, and he also played the upright and electric bass, and a trumpet player that plays on the song Questions, Jérôme Dupuis-Cloutier, and a vocalist. So it was my first time really not playing with any backing tracks and just having like the full band. And we had rehearsed a bit. We had a couple of rehearsals before the actual captation, but it was special. You know, it's a special energy when you're able to share it with multiple people on stage. You know, you're just looking at each other and you're just bouncing off ideas and stuff like that. So it was a pure pleasure, and I got pure joy out of getting to perform my EP live at the Cabaret Lion d'Or.
Nice. So what's it like to perform now, like, virtually? That was your first, like, virtual performance that you've done this year, or?
So, that was, I mean, I've done a couple at the beginning. I mean, it's not my favorite thing to do. I mean, I love playing on stage so much that, you know, if anything besides that is just not going to do it for me.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, we're with the times, we have to adapt. So, I did a couple of, like, lives and stuff like that, but I didn't really have the material for it to sound really nice. You know, I have to go through a sound card and everything. And I'm not a fan of just putting my phone on and just, like, rapping, you know, like that. So, it was... we got to film it, you know, there's like 4 different camera angles and, you know, a bunch of microphones. So we really got to put time and effort. And I mean, Cabaret Lion d'Or is a beautiful, beautiful venue. It's actually an old bar from the Prohibition times in around the 30s, you know, because Canada didn't have any prohibition. So a lot of Americans would come. That place was like this old cabaret kind of feeling thing going on, and so it was we got to cap that, and like, you know, doing that, I don't mind doing that, you know, having something properly done, you know, like,
yeah,
well filmed, the sound is good, you know. So we're gonna be doing another live festival in Italy. Is gonna be streaming it as well in December, and as well in Calcutta in India as well in December as
Wow.
well.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. They'll be streaming that particular performance, is that right?
Exactly. They'll be streaming the 30-minute version of the Index to My Inner Thoughts completely live.
Wow. Okay. Now I'm just gonna go in a little bit of a different direction. The EP's out. I love the track Hold On featuring Leah Keeley and No More Love Letters. Personally, for me, I love those two songs. I love the hook on Hold On. I love how it sounds, and it's, I love the, like, it sounds like there's, you know, percussion in it. It's very rootsy. I get a very jazzy hip hop vibe from it. And most of the EP is like that, the 6-track EP. Why did you move into that genre all those years back, and what inspires you?
I always loved hip hop. When I was growing up in elementary and in my early years in high school, you know, hip hop was the biggest thing on the radio, and just listen to all of that stuff. So when I started rapping, I was just really mostly listening to rap as well. Earlier in life, I had actually played the trombone, but later I went into high school, and then I kind of stopped, and I started listening to a lot of hip hop, and I started making hip hop around the age of 14. But when I started getting older and I started going to CJEP and stuff like that, I just started developing taste for, you know, just other things than hip hop and soccer, because those are the two biggest things in my life. And come back to your question, there's actually a one specific album. It's Miles Davis' album, Kind of Blue. I was listening to that, doing homework and stuff like that, and it just kind of opened my mind to how I, like, viewed music and listened to music and understood music. Right. And ever since, you know, really jamming to that album super hard, I've just been on, like, a musical expedition and just, you know, listening to different textures and different rhythms from around the world and stuff like that. You know, every day, I'm not working right now, every day I listen to brand new music, you know. So it was really... it was really that kind of launched me. And you know, after hip hop and jazz are a natural marriage, you know. Hip hop comes straight from the family tree of jazz, which jazz is the father or mother, let's say, mother of that family tree. Jazz is the mother of all popular music as we know today as well. So it was an easy connection and easy marriage, and it felt right, you know. It felt right. That's my marriage between jazz and hip hop.
And I can totally understand that coming from this growing up in North America for yourself, because there's such a huge, like, hip-hop and jazz influence that's here, and Montreal is actually in the center of like such musically very creative in cities in North America. Like, we got Chicago, Detroit, and New York. And, you know, in its time, those were cities where they were, like, booming with so many different genres of music that had come out, and they've totally influenced the world. I think now they say that Atlanta is, like, the new Detroit, or the new Motown.
I mean, everything's coming out of Atlanta right now. everything.
You're mentioning what inspires you and stuff like that. And what I've heard from your sound, which I really appreciate, is that you do have a bit, like your flow is very like an Anderson .Paak and very like Joey Badass, but also, which I don't know if you've ever heard before anyone saying this, but I don't know if you're familiar with the artist Sampa the Great.
Yeah, I am. I'm very familiar with Sampa the Great. I've seen him live at Osaga years back.
Okay. Oh, you been Sampa?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. There's a female artist here called Sampa the Great, and
yeah. No, but I know her too, though. I know her too.
Okay. Yeah.
And Sampa's the R&B singer, and Sampa the Great is the female rapper, right?
Correct. Yeah. And I do. I hear some. I can hear how you guys have got like some similarities in your flows and stuff like that, and I really appreciate it, and that whole that rootsy feel that from your music, and I love Sampa, and you know, when I heard your stuff, I was like, oh, okay, this is cool. And it's so weird because, you know, like you know, people don't always like would pair like a male rapper, they would say, okay, he's like another male rapper, or like a female rapper, you know, it's another, like, you know, not like another, but like, you know, has similarities, you know what I mean? And then for that to have to say that, you know, you may have like similarities to Sampa or Sampa you, or you know, like a female for a male rapper.
Yeah,
you know, it doesn't, you know, people, we don't do that typically. You know what I mean?
No. It's not typically that.
Yeah. So what was your creative process that you went through to build the EP, The Index to My Inner Thought? Was it the people or the experiences that you had went through? How did that translate into this EP?
So it was a lot of when I was going on tour, when you mentioned all those cities that I was doing and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't go on tour too long. I would always come back to Montreal and then go back. And like, I think in 2018, early 2019, that's when I was, you know, 2 weeks in Asia, come back for like a month in Montreal, then do like 3 weeks in France. When I was traveling, I was playing these festivals, right? So, you know, people are not necessarily coming out to come see me, LTs, because I have fans down there. But it's more that I'm in a festival that plays with other international artists. So when I go to these festivals, I meet artists from Mexico and Sweden. They're showcases, basically, right? Right. And there's a lot of other people from the industry, you know, managers, label representatives. So, you know, you're kind of bathing in this, like, world of music in another country with a bunch of other people from other countries. So it was really amazing, you know. So, you know, coming back to your question, how it was developed, it was, I took these experiences, you know, these conversations I had with people, and just, different viewpoints. I like to think a lot. I like to walk a lot. You know, I'd walk the streets of, you know, Tokyo for hours, you know, to have these thoughts, and then kind of come back here in Montreal and live my life. And then we kind of compare, you know, you know, why is this like this and this like that over there? Or then you remember a certain night and a certain moment or a certain person or a conversation or something you ate. You know, it just, all these travels while doing music just gives you a lot of meat to think of. And when I would come back to Montreal, I would just be so inspired to write. Mm-hmm. And, you know, living through these different time periods and going there and stuff like that, you kind of like, I mean, time periods, like the times that I was there, you know, coming back in here, you have a different mentality when you came back. So, you know, my inner thoughts became different from those experiences. And through those moments that I lived over there, and I came back and I kind of rid them up. I wrote it on the paper, man, and I came out with the EP. So that's kind of the story behind it.
I gotta ask you, because you've done Montreal Jazz Fest in 2019, correct?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So where does it go for you next in terms of performances in that type of arena? Because like, you're coming from a city where that's the biggest jazz festival in the world, and you've done that. Now, how does it evolve in terms of like that type of arena for LT? Like, where do you go?
Gotta get an Oceaga, man.
All right.
That's what we're aiming. What's the next stage? I would say, let's say just getting back right on stage. I think that would be the next step. But, you know, if we're talking in, when things get back to normal, having a show for my EP, first and foremost, before doing any festivals and stuff like that, you know. Or maybe, it really depends, you know, it really depends. Maybe do the Jazz Fest again, you know. I'm not sure because everything is so uncertain with the outcome of doing shows and stuff like that, you know. There's a lot of good news about vaccines I'm hearing in the news lately. So that's a positive sign. But I think coming out of lockdown, my first show would definitely be a live show for my EP that people didn't get to really experience. And, you know, I would like to do it somewhere where I can have a real light show, work with a light person, and maybe also some visuals, something like that. So I really, that's really what I'm trying to do is have a release party maybe a year down the line, but still that way so I can perform so people can really see the EP live.
I do mention it to artists and stuff like that. I mean, why I always ask them, like, in regards to 2020, because there's been such a change for us, and I feel like for some people, like, there's more time and stuff. So I wonder for you, how has that, like, worked for you in your favor? Have you been able to, you know, look forward to doing other types of music? How has that helped you this period in time in 2020?
Well, I think it's not, I don't think it's at all. I think it's actually slowed it down. And I'm of the belief that I'm happy with the outcome of my EP. I mean, it's been, I want to say, almost 2 months that it's out. But I think, it would have been better with lockdown. That's just for sure, you know. It has helped me, though, in creating new music.
Right.
I've been working a lot with producers, and I'm writing a lot of new songs.
Nice.
I'm just kind of preparing my first album, right? So I'm just kind of locked in there, and we got a brand new studio spot. I got a drum in here, a keyboard, a saxophone. And, you know, I got some big old studio monitors, some JBLs, a couple amps. The confinement's been good to me on those sides of things, where I've been really just working and being more creative because I didn't have more time to do all
great.
That.
It's come to that time of the interview where you have to give me the challenge of DJing your favorite 5 songs. It could be anything that's influenced you or anything that's catchy. Any 5 songs, and you could brief me on why did you choose these?
The first one I chose is I Want You by Marvin Gaye. That song is just... So basically, you know, when I was talking to you about traveling and stuff like that, I just constantly listen to music all the time. So a lot of the times, these songs, I was listening to another city, you know, trying to imagine what I'm going to write and getting inspired by these songs. So there's not necessarily a reason why it's one specific song, but it's just that, like, these songs I was listening to the most at those times that I was creating the album. And the first one is I Want You by Marvin Gaye. That one is just, I love the intro and his harmony. I think that he's like the harmony god. And just his, you know, just Marvin Gaye.
That's
all I can say.
Yeah.
And there's also the song Feel Away by her. You know, when she kind of bursted on the scene around 2018, I absolutely fell in love with her. And no pun intended. And this song was actually her whole album I was listening to when I was touring in Asia. So it really stuck with me, especially that song I was listening to in the metro a lot. So whenever I hear that song, I think of the Tokyo subway station.
Nice.
Also the other song is Rhapsody, her song Nina, which is the intro to her album Eve.
Yes.
And this song is produced by by Ninth Wonder, and I think this is one of the best rap performances of the year when that album came out.
Okay.
That verse is just insane, and that beat is just insane. And I actually got to see her. Rhapsody is the last artist I saw live before the lockdown.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, okay. You know, I just absolutely love everything about her, her music.
Yeah.
I think she's one of the best rappers out right now.
She's
better than a lot of people. And Thundercat, Them Changes. This song I was listening to a lot in Paris, actually.
Okay.
Because it's funny because it's a groovy song, and it's doo-doo-doom, 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 doo-doom, and just he's just such an amazing bass player. And it's kind of like a groovy pre-drink party song, you know, and you know, if you ever spend a summer in Paris, that's all you're going to be doing in the parks or like next to the water and shit like that. You're just up all night kind of like drinking cheap wine and listening to music. And that was kind of like my go-to song to show like the Parisian people like how we do it down here. some good old Thundercat, you know.
nice. And you also got big Crit as well.
So my song Hold On is actually inspired from that song. Kind of like so the song Hold On, you had said that there was some percussions in there, because there was, we recorded a live drum song, actually. We overdubbed the live drum with the beat, and on this song from Big Crit, you kind of hear the live drum as well. So I completely got inspired from that song to make Hold On.
No, it's awesome. I love the selection that you've chosen. It's awesome, and it reflects in the music that, you know, in the music that you've created. So it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's good. You got to tell me, how can the people hear your music? Where can they follow you on, and all that kind of stuff?
So I'm on all streaming platforms: Spotify, iTunes, Tidal, everywhere. My name is Super Researchable. It's L.T.E.E.Z. So you can type that on Facebook, on Instagram, on Google if you want to learn more about me. On YouTube, I have a lot of stuff out. You can go see my older stuff as well. Anywhere you type L.T.E.E.Z, you'll find something about it, because it's an original name, and not a lot of things are L.T.E.E.Z besides my stuff. So
no, just say you're the bomb, man. Just say you're wicked.
Exactly.
You're right here on CJLO 1690 AM, and that was LT's. Thank you so much for shedding light on life.
Thank you. And by the way, where are you from? I wanted to ask, are you from South Africa?
I'm from South Africa, and I grew up in Australia.
Would you say you have like an in-between accent?
I have definitely got an in-between accent, yes.
You have an in-between accent? Because you don't sound that Australian.
Yeah, I should be like,
the way you end your words are South African, I find. Yeah. You know, like, but the beginning of your sentence sounds Australian, but jumping in between actions is what I was trying to point out. So shout out to anybody from there that, you know, knows you, that's listening.
They're listening in Australia.
So, shout out to South Africa. I love that. I'm actually African myself. My father is Algerian.
We're from the
same homeland. And shout out to Australia. My label that I'm signed with is called Hydrophonic.
Yep.
But our bigger label that we're signed under is called Indica, which they're out in Australia as well. There's a chapter of the label out in Australia.
So
shout out to Australia. And that's one place I would love to go soon, because I know they would really fuck with the music I'm making over there.
100, they would love you out there.
Yeah,
they would love you out there.
Maybe you could hook it up if I'm ever around there.
You know, definitely.
When I'm in Asia, maybe, you know, I could stop by Australia. Not that far.
It's not far. No, it's not far. No,
and Japan, it's like, what, 6-7 hours maybe?
It depends where you're going. Like, I mean, like, in Singapore is only 4.5 hours from Perth. And like in Darwin, like the very tip of Australia, it's only 3 hours from Darwin to Bali, I think, in Indonesia.
Yeah, everyone goes to Bali.
Yeah. But also the Java Jazz Festival, and that's a huge festival that happens.
Really?
Yeah.
Where is that, in Australia?
No, that's in Indonesia.
Indonesia.
Yeah.
Man, send me some stuff, man. Check it out, love.
Yeah. They got like 11 stages at over like 3 days, and there's like 150,000 attendees that that go there.
Oh my god, that's each time.
Yeah. It's wicked. Wow. I mean, especially you've been to Asia, you know, a few times, so you know, you can just head on down to Indonesia one day in the future.
Oh yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. It's been a long time since presenting you on CJLO and Know the Culture, and I'm so happy to finally have had you here and then get all the info.
Thank you.
Yep, it's so awesome. And please, guys, go ahead and follow LTs on Facebook, IG, Twitter, YouTube at L.T's. And also, I noticed that he's got on Twitter at LTs514, MTL representing. Be sure to listen to his latest EP, The Index to My Inner Thoughts, on all major music platforms from Bandcamp, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, YouTube Music, Deezer, you name it. And go ahead and listen to my two favorite songs, Hold On and No More Love Letters. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal, and this is Know the Culture with Prince.
Hold on, I'm just trying to make it here. I took a moment for myself so I can make it clear. I got dreams of a $1 million chandelier. Failure's my only fear, and I will never disappear. Memories and souvenirs, views from the Belvedere. Shout out to my engineer, it's been one hell of a year. Okay, from Montreal to Paris, Portugal to Tokyo, then ended up in Seoul. Sorry I've been busy, but I've been on the road, with a pen and paper writing music on the go. Oh, and no, you can't stop me from the home of the Maple Leafs, where we play hockey. We're frozen cold winters, where some of us bone sinners and others are bone killers. That bang like gorillas, I'm a real go-getter, with dreams of Coachella and hella mo cheddar. I just don't know better. Like, you can never stop my grind. You can never stop my grind. I'ma take what's mine, I'ma go and take what's mine. I think that I lost my, that I lost my mind.
I think that I lost my mind, 'cause we've been wasting so much time. I think that I lost my mind, 'cause we've been wasting so much time. Time is all we have to make these moments last. Too caught up in the moment, yeah. There's nothing left holding me back. Too caught up in the moment, there's nothing left holding me back.